Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. With your rod and staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let's pray. Father, we pray that these words wouldn't just be words we hear or that we sing, but by your goodness and grace they might become a reality to each one of our lives. For we open our hearts before you, pray that you would send your goodness to the good soil of our lives. Help us to receive the word and for it to bear fruit in our lives for our blessing and for the blessing of others. May indeed today you be our shepherd and our guide in all things. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand. We'll let the music group take their seats, have a moment's quiet, and then we'll pray and look at God's word. Very much indeed for all you're doing during these days of Holiday Club and for being so faithful coming along here. Welcome if you're joining us for Wednesday as we're looking at the Psalms. And each day I'm going to look at a psalm and then something that's generically applicable to all the psalms. We considered the importance of gathering together, for the psalms were sung together. We considered the importance of honesty, for the psalms replay the whole arena of our lives and emotions. And today I want to reflect with you on something that I reflect is not often reflected upon, the importance of memory. If you think about it, your bodies, they're fearfully and wonderfully made, as indeed a psalm says. And it's interesting that the Bible is also fearfully and wonderfully put together. Not just what it's saying, but how it's put together and said. And so in the Psalms, not many people realise, but there are plenty of aids to memorisation. That the Psalms, that they're written, that they should be sung, that they allow the expression of all our feelings, should actually be there to be kind of memorised and internalised. One psalm, one verse of a psalm has, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. It gets locked in there, it gets hidden in there. And the purpose is that we might not transgress, we might not go off the beaten track, we might not be foolish sheep that wander astray. Someone well said that either if your Bible is not in tatters, your life will be in tatters. In other words, our Bible needs to be well used, and we need to keep it active in our memories. Most of the Psalms are written in Hebrew in poetic fashion for the purpose that they could easily be memorized. That's lost on us today, for we read them in English. One psalm is written along the lines of an acrostic, where each stanza and verse goes through each letter of the alphabet. Some psalms are grouped together only to be said, or principally to be said, at the time of an annual festival. So the children would know as they went with their parents or guardians and carers, we sing these psalms as we go up the mountain to the pilgrimage. And the adults as they go would get used to singing those psalms. From memory, I think they're round about 120 all the way to mid-130s. They became memorized. Some psalms can be grouped together in pairs, again, for the purpose of memory. I'm saddened, as I'm sure many of us are, that out of the collective consciousness of our nation, the Lord's Prayer is going, and stories about Jesus that were taught in our primary schools are going. There is something, though, that's very special about Psalm 23 that's probably still locked in the memory of our nation's consciousness, the importance of memory. And if it's not just the words that are put together that are important, but how the words are put together important, then therefore, if we're fearfully and wonderfully made, our memories need to be used and activated for the purpose for which they were intended. So there's many a teacher that would have thought of their classrooms. You've got brains, will you use them? We have our bodies, they need to be used for God's purposes. We have memories that are there for a purpose and gift under God, that they might be stoked up with good things for the future. Forgive the non-inclusive language, it was many years ago. Give me the child until they're seven, and I'll give you the man. Memories of early childhood are so, so important. And so too, through adulthood, you learn and you repeat things. It's often the experience of people going through difficult times that what they've learnt when they were younger just somehow comes back to us. So scripture memory is important. Memories of how God has blessed you so that you can live in accordance with that and discipline yourselves are important. So to Psalm 23, so familiar. The Lord is my shepherd. God's people were principally people looking after sheep and wandering and travelling. And so it was oftentimes the case that they would see the shepherd person as a picture of how God looked after them. Notice here what's said, you are my rod and your staff, they comfort me. You might even reflect as we were singing that song that it's a comforting psalm. It's a pastoral psalm. It's a comforting, soothing psalm. We need to remember the exact word there. Comfort isn't just a soothing word. It's a strengthening word. So your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod had a particular hard lump on the end of it, which the shepherd would occasionally throw at prey for the sheep and literally club them out. So the Lord protects us from harm. Sometimes things we're not aware that will harm us. He protects us. That's a comfort for us. But your rod and your staff, the staff is there to protect us from going off the beaten track. Sheep have some of the lowest brain masses in the whole animal kingdom. We are naturally spiritually stupid. We need to remember that God loves us. We need to remember the things that he's telling us. And we need to remember too that he might occasionally, with his staff, discipline us and pull us back. And so I've said on my handout, we need to get used to being comfortably uncomfortable. If I asked you, do you know the Lord loves you? The Lord loves me, I know that. I enjoy singing the hymns. The Lord is my shepherd, he's going to protect me. But if I asked you, how does the Lord train you? How does the Lord discipline you? What is he working on your life on at the moment that you might remember that he loves you, that you might remember to walk in his ways? He's going to protect you with his rod, and his staff will just take you out of the thicket, bring you to still waters, bring you to good pasture, lest you, like lost sheep, stray. I know one Christian leader that mentions to his staff and his church quite regularly, what is the Lord working on you about? You see, memory isn't just there because these things happened in the past. It's there to remember, to get the memory to come alive for now, to say, well, how is the Lord with me today? How does he want to keep me on the straight and narrow? How does he want to bless me? If you're allowing the Lord to, as it were, work on you, then truly the Lord is indeed your shepherd. Hold out his love to others. But do know that he loves you, and in that love, he might well discipline you. Sometimes that's painful. Sometimes it's reassuring and comforting. Sometimes he uses each other to bring that word to us. Meeting together, honesty, the importance of memory. In all these things, the Lord is our shepherd. We're going to look tomorrow at Psalm 24, and there is, as I hope many of you have worked out, something easy on the memory of Psalm 22, 23, and 24. Whether it's by God's design, I don't know. But you have the Lord and his cross in Psalm 22. You have the Lord and his crook. He loves us and will discipline us. And in Psalm 24, you have the Lord and his crown. Whether these things were written like that in Scripture, for us now, I don't know. But it does remind us that in these Psalms, we see the Lord and his love for us. Now let's pray together, shall we? I'll guide you in a time of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for those who have kept alive the memory of Christ for us. We pray that you'd help us to stir up this gift of memory. Help us to accept your discipline and your love when it comes. Help us to seek good pasture, to seek rest, and to humbly accept that you are our shepherd. We pray for the children within our care today. Please help us to give them good memories of your word, of answers to prayer, of fun, and of the stories of the timeless words of Scripture. Please protect them, and may they in turn grow up to trust you as we've been singing with our very lives. Let's hold a moment's quiet to think of something particularly we wish to trust God for today. Might be for those we're serving or those beyond these walls that we're caring for. Lord, in your mercy.